Chapter 23. Now David was old and full of days, and he made Solomon his son king over Israel. He gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. The Levites were numbered from 30 years old and upward, and their number by their poles, man by man, was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to oversee the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges, and 4,000 were doorkeepers, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, for giving praise. David divided them into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the chief, and Zetham and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelemoth and Haziel and Haran, 3. These were the heads of the fathers' houses of Ladan. The sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zina, and Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jahath was the chief, and Ziza the second. But Jeush and Beriah didn't have many sons, therefore they became a father's house in one reckoning. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord to minister to him, and to bless in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eleazar. The sons of Gershom, Shebuel the chief. The sons of Eleazar were Rehabiah the chief, and Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. The sons of Izhar, Shelomith the chief. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jachamiam the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micah the chief, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Malai and Mushai. The sons of Malai, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died and had no sons, but daughters only. And their brothers, the sons of Kish, took them to wife. The sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth, 3. These were the sons of Levi after their fathers' houses, even the heads of the fathers' houses of those who were counted in the number of the names by their poles, who did the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever. And also the Levites shall no more have need to carry the tent and all the vessels of it for its service." For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were numbered from 20 years old and upward. For their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, even the work of the service of the house of God, for the showbread also, and also for the fine flour for a meal offering, whether of unleavened wafers, or of that which is baked in the pan, or of that which is soaked, and for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise in the evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to the Lord on the Sabbaths, on the new moons, and on the set feast, in number according to the ordinance concerning them, continually before the Lord, and that they should keep the charge of the tent of meeting, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron their brothers, for the service of the house of the Lord.